Camilla, what on earth are you up to now?
Which part, Andy? Which part? There's so much. The Netball Development Trust, I take it you're on about, hopefully.
Yes, please, yeah.
Yeah, so I came about this charity a couple of years ago, actually, through, it's not too romantic, through social media I came across them. I think Natalie Morris, one of your guys, may have retweeted something, and I checked them out, and it seemed like a really cool charity. I jumped on their website, and they've got a little video on there, which, if you watch it, if you go on their website and watch this video and don't want to get involved, I mean, you know, it's just incredible to see what they're doing out there with the children. It's fantastic. Seemed really difficult to not get involved with.
And I suppose from that point as well, it was something that was important to you when you maybe look at options to see how you could help out?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, at the time I wanted to get involved, wasn't able to, and I'd just fallen pregnant with my second one, so wasn't able to go at the time. But yeah, I mean, to see, you know, it's a different world out there, that, you know, what the children have, what they don't have, you know, the fact that the majority of them don't have footwear, you know, the conditions that they're in school. Yeah, it just seemed like a really, really interesting thing to get involved with. And, you know, I have a huge platform in the netball world, you know, a lot of knowledge and stuff to spread. And it just seemed like the perfect marriage, really, that there was already this Netball Development Trust in place where I could kind of, you know, jump on board and get myself out there to lend a helping hand. So, yeah, a marriage made in heaven, hopefully.
It seems a bit trivial in a way, but is the plan to maybe help those get a love for the sport as well?
Absolutely. I mean, you just need to see what the sport does for anybody that plays. You know, it's massive in terms of what it does for you from a team aspect, you know, the friendships that you build, the confidence that it builds. And like you said, as you know, cliche as it is, to kind of give that to these children that, well, in our eyes, don't have as much. I've got a feeling that actually when I go out there, they're probably going to have a lot more than probably some of our kids over here spiritually. So, yeah, it just seemed like a really important thing to be able to give those children everything that netball gives you, and hopefully, yeah, open up their eyes to that. And also, who knows, maybe, you know, find the next piece for Scovia.
You'll be looking for trainers then. How are Benacos Mavericks getting involved?
They've been really supportive, actually, at our home games from now on, first one being Saturday the 10th of March. We're going to have a collection point set up so that all of our home supporters can come down and, you know, bring their old trainers that they're not using anymore. And so they've supported that in terms of all of our home games. Already the word's been spread, and we've got clubs that are jumping on board and have set up some collection points at their club for people to come and drop down donations. I've had some contacts from some universities that also want to do the same thing, which is, you know, is massive. I mean, I know that you guys have been really supportive as well, and already you can just feel that the netball family is joining together to make this a success, which is the plan.
How have other franchises been? Is the plan to maybe get them involved and have a similar collection point there?
Yeah, we've actually had some suggestions from some supporters, and I've had one or two inquiries from other franchises to see if they could jump on board and help with home games. So yeah, the idea is to be in contact with them in the near future, and hopefully they can get some donations down to their home games, because the more the merrier. I mean, we're probably looking at touching base with around 300 kids a week. So, you know, the goal would be to, the absolute dream would be to be able to get shoes to every one of those 300. And that's, you know, that's per week. So, you know, if we can make that target and or smash it out of the park, then even better. So, yeah, definitely looking to get on board with some other franchises as well.
I saw the tweet as well from Sasha, and you mentioned that whoever ends up with her trainers are going to be one lucky player.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel like we should maybe spray paint those ones gold just that we can see. But Sasha Corbin, you know, she's absolutely said that she's going to donate her sister Kadeen as well Josie Huckle. There's quite a few Super League players that have already said that they're going to support by donating, which is fantastic. So, yeah, the big names. I'd be surprised if the kids knew who they were. Actually, I'm guessing, but I'll definitely let them know that they're that the trainers that they're wearing are supported by a superstar.
You could raffle a few of them off as well. That might get a bit rougher.
yeah, that's true. Could try that.
Might you be looking for sponsorship? I noticed there's a page that you've set up as well, a Just Giving page.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so the sponsorship helps to support the charity and the tour itself. So you can go to the Just Giving page that's on my Twitter and Instagram, Mavericks Twitter and Instagram and Facebook page, and also the Netball Development Trust. If you go to those websites, you'll find my Just Giving page there where you can make donations to help support the charity and the tour itself. So those donations are massively welcomed and appreciated. With that, it helps support an initiative that they've been working with a partner that's also delivering sexual and reproductive awareness for these girls that are on the programme. So the idea, again, with the charity is to give as many girls as possible. The aim is every single girl sanitary pads to be able to, you know, support them through their cycle, which is so much different to over here. So, yeah, so the idea is to, yeah, definitely support in as much as possible with the Just Giving page as well.
And we're already at a total of around about £500. Did that surprise you, that amount so soon?
Yeah. You know, people have been really generous really quickly, and you know, the page has only been up a week and we're a quarter of the way there. The plan is to reach the target and then hopefully increase it. I don't know if that's being a bit too ambitious, but by the sounds of everyone's support, I feel like that's attainable, and the more that we can get, the better, because like I said, it will help to support more and more girls on the program. It will support the charity and be able to hopefully deliver to more schools out in Uganda. They also deliver in Kenya as well, and have been to India. So yeah, the more, the absolute better.
Have you got an idea when you're going out?
Yeah, July, the end of July, beginning of August, beginning of the summer for us. We've got a few Mavericks commitments with the MPL squad, and then I'll be heading out to Uganda from there. So really excited.
So we can find out more on that on your Twitter, where it's got all the links.
Yep, so on my Twitter page, there are links to the Just Giving page, and I will be posting soon where people, if they want to support with trainer donations and they're not coming down to games, where we can get those donations sent to. So anybody that wants to get involved, if they're not at the game, then we will still be able to donate. But, you know, a massive one will hopefully be the Copper Box. You know, if they haven't got tickets for that, then they're still available. So jump on the website to get some tickets to the Copper Box game.